469-1776.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with David Coffin. David is part of the team of David and Eric Coffin that put out a really, really great newsletter called the Hard Rock Analyst. I've known these guys for a long time. I read their stuff constantly. They, in my opinion, are certainly part of the cream of the crop that's out there. They fully disclose any interest that they have in companies that they write about. We certainly appreciate that. And any letter writers who have the qualifications, the background, the experience that these guys do that are willing to disclose that, I think that that is definitely, definitely a boon. And I think this is something you guys should take a look at. David, Hard Rock Analyst, tell listeners about it, would you?
HRA is a newsletter service. It's a nested service, a monthly with a mid-monthly supplement, and then effectively a trading service for news-based alerts. The focus of the newsletter is on mining and the metals that mining companies look for, because our primary focus is exploration through mid-tier companies.
Mm-hmm. Mid-tier being defined in my mind anyway as kind of let's say mid-tier development companies, correct?
Yeah, we do come into when you deal with the market, you want to try to find sweet spots.
Right.
We do deal with some companies that are developing mines.
Mm-hmm.
As a starting point. That typically is about as large as we want to get.
Mm-hmm.
If, as part of our objective, a mid-tier producer, a larger producer, takes over somebody that we're talking about, we then decide whether to continue coverage on that mid-tier company. But that's a less formal than you might see from some analysts.
Yeah. Now, you guys have an interesting business plan, for lack of better terms. You are the technical guy when it comes to the geological aspects of the writing. You visit the properties. I know that you probably spend the majority of your time traveling around the world visiting various properties, whereas your brother Eric is the business guy. His education and background is in, you know, the business fundamentals of the companies. So that, in my mind, is one of the real strong suits of HRA, is that you've got two competent guys looking at the total spectrum of every company. Now you don't write up a company, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't provide coverage on a company until you actually visit the property. Am I correct?
Oh, no. Actually, we have no problem working from paper.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes visits are more important than others.
Sure.
But when you're dealing with data,
mm-hmm.
as long as the data flow is accurate and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The due diligence trips are, there's a couple of aspects to them. One is in some areas that you don't know, you want to get a feel for the local color, if you will.
Sure.
You want to be comfortable that they're working in an area that isn't likely to be subject to future disputes if they're successful.
Mm-hmm.
The other, depending on the project, is, of course, to look at the rocks.
Yeah.
These days, not all projects have rocks to look at until they're into the drill stage.
Sure.
And we're quite often in companies ahead of the drilling. So days like that, the due diligence will likely happen, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't need to happen until further along. Sometimes due diligence is to decide whether to continue talking about a company rather than to start talking about it.
Oh, yeah. How long have you guys been doing this?
The newsletter service is 15 years old.
15 years old. Why'd you get involved in it?
It just became an outgrowth of what we had been doing at consulting level in the exploration industry.
Uh-huh.
We had been databasing the industry.
Sure.
We had a number of investors who were asking us questions about companies, or speculators, given most of the questions.
Yeah.
And they were the ones who were suggesting that we should be writing a newsletter. And so we sat down, wrote a newsletter, and sold three subscriptions and carried on.
And the rest is history. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit, because of the traveling that you do, I want to talk to you a little bit about, just ask you questions about some parts of the world that I mean, I've visited, but I kind of have some concerns there. And the one that's foremost in my mind right now is Mexico. What's your opinion about companies located in Mexico?
Mexico, there's no question that there has been an increased security concern because of the drug cartels that are operating there.
Mm-hmm.
That said, it is, for the most part, I hate to use the term, but collateral damage that you're hearing about.
Yeah, I understand.
They're not targeting foreigners coming in, nor do they have a history of targeting, you know, mining companies,
right,
foreign or otherwise. You know, strictly speaking, there's been a drug business in parts of Mexico for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Companies have worked in those areas without any issue. Effectively, you find out whether it's in a bar or whatever what the guidelines are, and you stick to them, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Not to put too, you know, it's that simple.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if you're in somebody's crop area, you know, what the hell are you going to do with a discovery anyways?
No, that's a good point, yeah.
So if you view it that way, the concerns are not as large as the headlines,
mm-hmm.
but they are larger than they used to be. There's no question about that. Not to the point where we have a concern with starting to talk about a company there. You know, you have to have sensible people doing the work, but you need that anyways.
Of course you do. Yeah, I feel exactly the same way that you do. We have a number of companies that we work with who have properties in Mexico, and they have said, you know, almost verbatim exactly what you're saying. You know, a country right now that's getting very, very popular in the resource sector of the investment community is Colombia. What are your thoughts on that?
Colombia is past the same set of problems at the drug level.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of their big issues. Medellin, of course, was famous.
Yep.
For being problematic. I was in Medellin, forget, a few years back. It's a lovely city these days. So that part of the issues is have gone away.
Yeah.
They do still have guerrilla factions,
mm-hmm.
in a couple of different parts of the country. I think you need to be cautious when you're there. It's best to be out with somebody who knows the countryside. But at a basic level, I felt no discomfort being there.
Yeah.
And again, as I said, with Mexico, you need sensible people who are guiding things.
Mm-hmm.
And there are parts of the country people don't want to work.
Yeah.
You want to hear that and fine, you carry on with the rest.
Yeah, most of the people who I've talked with who are colleagues of both of ours have said it simply is a matter of common sense down there. You know, you read some of the headlines about what's going on in some of the border cities, and I guess the only comment that I could make is the border cities, in my mind, you know, whether you're talking Tijuana, whether you're talking Nogales, whether you're talking Juarez City or what have you, I mean, those were really places that people really should have been staying out of for a long, long time for just, you know, for a host of reasons. But I have found in the country itself, and we're getting back to Mexico, obviously, I have found that the people are incredibly hospitable. They're very friendly. The government is very supportive, whether you're talking on the national level or the state level. The government is very supportive of the mining industry, because the mining industry, quite frankly, is very, very important to that country. And, you know, they're not... Basically, people are going to band together, and they're going to do whatever they can to make it safe for everybody. 30 seconds left. Where can people find out more about HRA, David?
The website is HRA.
www.hra.com. But we're going to make it easier. What we're going to do is we're going to provide a banner on our website to David and Eric's website. All you have to do is click on that banner, get all the information that you want that way on what they're doing. I have to tell you, at the risk of sounding like a commercial here, these guys are really worth reading. You know, they're a couple of very bright, a couple of very, very sensible individuals, and you could do a lot worse than reading their stuff. It's very, very good. David, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. As always, I appreciate you joining me, chatting right now with Leonard Melman. Let me tell you a little bit about Leonard. Leonard is a writer who has for years and years and years written for publications like the California Mining Journal. Got to know Leonard pretty well a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when he and I visited a property down in La Serena, Chile. That was an interesting trip. Leonard and I continue to collaborate at the various shows where we are both speakers. Leonard has recently written a book, which I have a copy of. I haven't finished it yet. Very, very interesting book dealing with the economic situation in the United States right now. I want to talk about two things with Leonard. First of all, Leonard, let's talk about your newsletter.
Okay, the letter is entitled The Melman Report. It's actually a website. The site URL is www.themelmanreport.com. The central feature is a three times weekly column entitled Melman Minutes. I write these normally Monday, Wednesday, Friday, except when I'm traveling. And the idea is to give a general commentary on the political and economic background and how it affects the price of both the precious and base metals. I've been writing about these things for about 25 to 30 years. The site also contains a company report section, which we have several sponsoring companies that have their information posted on our site. And there's also an archive section, and that includes almost 700 of these Melman Minutes that have been written over the last 4 years, plus some other writings. So it's a pretty extensive setup that we have, and right now it's free to people accessing the site. And we've had a very, very good increase in traffic and some very good feedback.
I'm not at all surprised on that, because you do a really good job. One of the things I like about Leonard is, in his writing, he fully discloses any financial interest that he would have in any company that he's talking about. As he just mentioned, he has sponsor companies on the site, which, you know, allow him to take care of the administrative expenses of doing what he's doing, for lack of better terms. But that's fully disclosed, and there are a lot of folks out there who don't disclose that. And I'll tell you, number one, I don't have time for those guys on my show at all. But people like Leonard, who are very upfront about their business plan, you know, I have nothing but respect for people who operate in that fashion. Leonard, talk a little bit about your book, if you would. It's I'm finding it to be absolutely fascinating.
One of the concepts that I have adopted during many years is that regrettably, I have to offer the opinion that the average person walking the street has very little knowledge of important economic matters, such as the history of currencies, hard currencies versus soft ones, the rapid explosion of monetary aggregates, the various comparison of political systems and how it relates to political action and economic policy. And one of the goals of writing the book was to try to present that kind of information to the public in a readily understandable manner.
Mm-hmm.
I think this ignorance of economic affairs has allowed politicians to do absolutely outrageous things in terms of the expansion of government, the weakening of monetary fundamentals, and they've been able to get away with it because of the lack of knowledge of the general public. So that, in essence, is what I was attempting to accomplish by writing the book.
I think that's a really, really good premise, and I find it amazing that the American public, for example, has let our politicians take some of the actions that they have taken in our country. Our country right now is absolutely economically decimated, in my opinion. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is because you've had a few people who have had control, which is, you know, the way our system works. Elected officials have control. But I think, to a large extent, the electorate in our country were voting, okay, not knowing exactly what issues they were voting on. And to me, that's very, very sad.
Absolutely. And there's another consequence. One of the oldest political sayings I think many of us in the hard money field have learned is that democracy is at its greatest risk once the general public realizes it can vote itself benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And a corollary of that is politicians love to pander to the desire to benefits by they're trying to buy votes by this desire to pander to the voters, need for support.
Exactly.
In essence, what that's allowed is the incredible expansion of welfare and other generous programs far beyond the ability of government to pay. Consequently, they run a deficit. Deficits lead to the buildup of debt. The buildup of debt has forced these incredible quantitative easing type of actions by the Federal Reserve. And I believe, as you've just said, that there are horrifying risks now alive in America regarding its entire economic future.
I really have to wonder, when you talk about the longevity of the American economic system, I mean, I don't know. It strikes me that with the deficits that we're running, I mean, we are, as I've said on this program a number of times, even today, the United States is a bankrupt corporation. Our income statement, our expenses are so far exceeding our revenues, putting it in very, very basic terms. Leonard, I got to tell you, I do not see a way out of this.
Well, I happen to love numbers.
Yeah.
And some of the numbers are so scary, it's ridiculous. The United States was founded in 1776 was the Declaration of Independence, but
okay.
1789 was when it actually became
okay.
legally the United States of America.
Okay.
But regardless, up till 1930, the total debt of the United States was no more than $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It is now $13.8 trillion and growing at the rate of almost $2 trillion a year.
Correct.
So it took almost 150 years to just get to $10 billion,
mm-hmm.
and it's taken only 80 years since the change in economic and political philosophy to multiply that debt roughly.
Yep.
Well, I can't do the mathematics instantly, but we've gone from $10 billion to $13 trillion, which is 1,300 times the amount. That's beyond belief, and the rate it's growing is beyond, completely vertical on the monetary charts.
Well, I think what's going on right now that you bring out in your book very, very accurately is I think there are a number of politicians out there who are passing programs simply to buy votes, and to me, that's immoral. I think that is absolutely immoral. Yes, we have to take care of the less fortunate. That it would be absolutely immoral to say, no, we have no responsibility to taking care of the less fortunate. That's 100% true. But there are different degrees in terms of taking care of people. And some of the entitlement programs that we have right now, in my mind, are absolutely nonsensical. Leonard, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained useful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-49 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Dealing with newsletter writers that I personally highly recommend. And I'm chatting right now with Greg McCoach. Greg is a guy who I've known for a long time. He's a frequent guest on the program. He's been the newsletter writer of the week numerous times. He has a letter that is, in my opinion, really, really one of the best out there. Greg, first of all, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Al. How about you?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about your newsletter. Why should people read it? I know why, but why in your mind?
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, when investors out there of junior mining stocks, they have to trust someone that they knows what's going on, because they don't know the geological things that are happening about a project. And so they have to trust someone to do the work for them. And you know, what I do, I go out and do the site visits along with meeting the people and more importantly, you know, really connecting with those people in the industry who have had a lot of success in the past.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the statistic, this is an alarming statistic for investors, new investors into this space, that you really need to pay attention to. Out of all the working geologists, only 6% will ever get credit for a discovery that goes on to become an economic producing mine.
Right.
So the other 94% of working geologists will work their entire career without any such discovery.
Right.
So, you know, and the 6% that we're talking about tend to do it not just once, they tend to do it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow these people, and not only that, but you know, in the early days, this is my 11th year as a newsletter writer, it's hard to believe, but in the early days, you know, when the market was just totally out of favor, there was a lot of low-hanging fruit. And guys like me, you know, I cut my name on the fact that I was able to latch on to some of this low-hanging fruit. My subscribers made a lot of money in those early years from 2000 to 2006.
Sure.
after that, it got a little harder, right? You know, we had the big meltdown in 2008. We all got our heads handed to us. And, you know, we've rebounded now and the markets are doing well. But there's still plenty of deals out there.
Oh, yeah.
But 90% of them you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
And this is the key. This is why 4% of the investors in this class make 64% of the profits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, in the earlier days when the low-hanging fruit was there, anybody that had a brain could have just latched onto a good company with lots of cash and great value and a low stock price and done very well. Now you have to be more selective. You have to be smarter about this. You have to get yourself involved with the right people, and you have to get involved at the right stage of the
mm-hmm.
deal.
Sure.
Right? You have to make sure that you're buying in at the lower price, not the higher price.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So too many times we buy in at the higher price and we become cannon fodder
right.
for the shareholders who bought at the lower levels. So
sure.
These are just things we have to pay attention to. You know, my newsletter is based on performance. You know, look at what I've done over an 11-year period. We've had good, we've had great, we've had some bad, you know, some bad things that, you know, we're not proud of. You know, there's issues where you're going to lose money sometimes in this business.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to have winners all the time. You're going to lose sometimes, and it's just part of the equation.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that I like about what you do is I like the fact that you are a real hands-on guy. You do visit the properties. You do get to know the people. And, you know, I'm just guessing here, but I would say that probably your track record in terms of recommended companies probably is better than most. And I would say it would not surprise me if of all the companies that you followed, you're probably successful in, I would say, what, 75% of them anyway?
Yeah. I think I haven't done the data for this year, but I think in the 11 year period, I've only recommended about 87 companies.
Uh-huh.
I don't recommend lots of companies. That's another difference about me, is that
right.
I recommend fewer companies and I stick with the stories as long as the story's still intact.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that, I think I'm now at like 17, 18 companies that have gone over 1,000%
right.
during that 11-year period at some point while they were recommended companies.
Mm-hmm.
I've now had about eight or nine losers. I think it's nine now. Nine losers, right? One of those losers I lost 80% on.
Sure.
And a very unique situation, but it all fell apart because of a 100-year rain event that shut their production down and stopped their cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meltdown hit and the company was caught without any money. So, I mean, what looks so good sometimes, you never know in this business, right? A 100-year rain event undid the whole thing.
Yeah.
How can you predict that? You can't. But, you know, you're going to take losses. You know, you'll have big
sure.
gains if you're smart about this, and you're going to have to manage some losses, but you can minimize those.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, over 40% of the recommendations have at least gone over 200%
yep.
at some point during the recommended time. So
mm-hmm.
that's a good track record. I'm proud of that. I worked hard for that. I've had to travel a lot. I travel too much sometimes. This last year I was on the last 4 or 5 months, I was on the road 3 weeks out of every 4 weeks of the month.
Yeah, that is too much.
That's too much. You know, my family suffers, and you know, and then I when I get home, I'm so far behind, I have to catch up with writing, and, you know, it just, but you have to do the traveling. For me, I have to do the traveling, have to meet the people. This last few months, last 3-4 months, I was up in the Yukon twice, spent, you know, 16 days up there.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I absolutely had to be there because of what was happening. I met the right people. And, you know, that's what it's all about, those making those right contacts, getting involved with the right people at the earliest stage possible, and, you know, making sure geologically we've got a sound project.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is moose pasture. Now, the average junior mining investor out there wouldn't know from Adam what's good property, good ground versus what's moose pasture, right? And that's
exactly.
where we come in. A good newsletter writer is worth their weight in gold in helping people, show them the ropes and what to avoid and what we'd like to take a chance.
Well, there's something else I like about the way you operate, and that is you don't take any compensation from any of the companies that you write up. That's something that there are folks out there, none of the guests on our show to the best of my knowledge, but there are fairly well-known writers out there who are highly compensated for writing up companies. And that's something that when it's not disclosed, I think that's just almost not almost, I think that's immoral to not disclose something like that, because people are counting on a writer's expertise. They're counting on their opinion to be really unbiased. Something else that I appreciate that I also do on this show is that I personally invest, you know, my family and I invest in many of the companies that we discuss, but we fully disclose that, you know, it's just something that you want to do. That way we're in the same, you know, we're in the same trench that in my case, my listeners, and in your case, your readers are in. If we do well, they're going to do well. If we don't,
absolutely, absolutely. No, it's, yeah. When I started this, you know, I can clearly see there was paid for people and mm-hmm. not paid for people. And who I am as a person,
right.
Couldn't do anything other than, you know, be a, you know, totally legitimate, not a paid for guy. You're not going to buy me to get a recommendation. That
right.
is not going to happen.
Right. That's important, you know, and the fact that you and I both disclose positions we have, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's also really important. That's simply the way you have to operate. Something else I want to stress to you folks out there listening in here is that Greg is also in his newsletter, doesn't just discuss companies, but Greg, you also get into some political issues, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I try
not
to stay away from the Republican-Democrat side of things. I just try to look at the big picture
right.
as to what's happening in the United States. And, you know, I'm very opposed to the powers that be when it comes to the Federal Reserve and what they're doing and mm-hmm. how evil and corrupt that organization is. And
right.
to make the real changes that our country needs, we have to go back to an honest monetary system that's not fraudulent and backed with either physical gold or silver. We have to abolish the Federal Reserve. These are just shocking things to most people, but nothing can change in this country until we deal with those issues. So that's the premise of what I believe in and why I'm so adamant, why I've been so accurate and adamant over a 12-year period.
Yep.
Since I started Amerigold.com and I started talking precious metals, from a physical bullion purchasing standpoint, then in 2000 I started as a newsletter writer
mm-hmm.
for the junior mining stocks, oriented mostly to precious metals. You know, I like the base metals as well, but mm-hmm. mostly precious metals. I've stayed the course in this. I've said, buy the physical metals year in, year out for the last 12 years. Well, that's turned out to be very wise advice.
Given the fact that the prices have just absolutely skyrocketed in that time frame, you're absolutely
right.
Correct. Big Al's going to be right back.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornlin Economics Report. I am Cornlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are going to continue with our subject today of chatting with newsletter writers. You know, you can never guarantee losses in investing, but you know, you can do everything you can to mitigate those losses by doing all the research that you possibly can get your hands on. And the best place to get your hands on this research is from the newsletter writers, certainly that we have on this program, who I have to highly recommend, a fellow who I have known for probably about 10 years now, been on stage with him at various investment conferences, have not had the opportunity to play golf with him yet, but have played golf with his son, great young man also. But Ian Gordon has what, in my opinion, is one of the more interesting and informative newsletters out there. Ian, talk a little bit about your newsletter, basically telling how our listeners can get hold of it, et cetera, what you cover, things like that.
I began writing The Long Wave Analyst in 1999, and it's based on the Kondratiev cycle. Nikolai Kondratiev was a Russian economist. He died in the 30s, but he put together this theory of this long economic cycle. And I think I've kind of added extensively to Kondratiev's work and essentially made the cycle an investment cycle, which I think is a very easy way to essentially pick the right medium to invest in at any point in the cycle. And we've been able to do that. So, in other words, I've divided the cycle into the four seasons of the year, which I think appropriate, spring being the rebirth or birth of the economy, summer being the time when the economy reaches its fruition, autumn being the feel-good period, and winter being the payback period when debt is expunged from the economy, and that is always a very difficult period in time for both creditors and debtors alike. And obviously, you know, with that kind of description, we're now in the winter of the cycle where the debt is being taken out of the system. Total U.S. debt is about $57 trillion, and non-government debt in the U.S. is about $42 trillion. So that's consumer, corporate, and financial debt. So all this massive debt is now sort of taken out of the system. And we've sort of expected this to happen when we wrote, and we principally, because we anticipated the winter. The winter always occurs with the peak in the big autumn bull market in stocks. So when that stock market peaks, and we say it peaked in 2000 when you had the more speculative part of the investment. The NASDAQ peaked in March 2000. When the stock market peaks, you're going. It's a signal you're going into winter, and you can go back to 1929 when the big autumn bull market of 1929 peaked. You went into the winter. You can go back to 1873 and see the same thing. When that stock market peaked, you went into the winter. And it's always a period of deflation and depression as debt is wrung out of the system. And the most area that you want to really start to invest when this occurs is in gold and cash. So we've been investing in gold since 2000. We've been 100%, for my own part, I've been 100% invested in the precious metal stocks since 2000, and principally in the junior sector, and principally in gold versus over silver.
We are doing similar things, although I, too, in terms of investing in resource companies, am very, very active with gold companies. I have personal reasons that I like silver a little bit better. That's not to disparage gold at all. I think that they're both the only place to be as far as we're concerned, and we are putting our money where our mouth is, so to speak, and investing on a regular basis in precious metals. In terms of the resource market, Ian, a lot of people are saying, well, the resource market right now is a great place to be, but we're predicting a huge market crash when that happens, when the Dow, you know, finally capitulates and goes down 200, 300, 400, 500 points. You're going to see the same thing in the natural resource sector of the stock market. I think we're going to see a decoupling. What does Ian Gordon say?
We say that we're back in the 30s of the cycle, so we're in the depression stage of the cycle, and we do know that in the initial crash in stock prices in 1929, Homestake, using one gold stock, crashed alongside all the other stocks that crashed. The Dow lost 48% over about 13 weeks at that time. And then, you know, had a rally into April, and I think the rally we're seeing in stock prices right now from the 2009 March low is very much akin to the November-April 1930 rally. This one's been extended in time, but and in price as well, because that rally only in 29-30 regained 50% of the losses, but and this one's about a two-thirds regained. But when in April 1930, stocks again started to crash. The gold stocks decoupled from that crash, and they continued to rise as more and more people went into the precious metal sector to escape the failing banking system. So, you know, it is possible in another crash like 2008 that the gold stocks, and particularly the junior gold stocks, will be badly hurt. But we are anticipating another crash in stock prices, but when for me, I'm keeping myself pretty well 100% still invested in the precious metal sector.
In terms of the stock market portion of that sector, what's your opinion in terms of a time frame? I mean, we're in a pretty interesting market right now that very definitely would be characterized in the security sector in any way as being a pretty, by all definitions, a bull market. How long do you think this bull market in the junior sector is going to continue, Ian?
It's going to continue. I think you're talking about the precious metals sector. It's going to continue as long as the price of the precious metals continues to rise. And I think the price of the precious metals is going to rise substantially higher, because the real catastrophe in the financial and economic sector worldwide is yet to really unfold. And we're anticipating a very dire economy, both in the United States, Europe, and then moving into China. So the move to the precious metals will, I think, gain momentum as the economy starts to unravel, and therefore the prices of the securities here to the precious metal sector will do extremely well. So, yeah, we've been in the precious metal sector since 2000, and principally in the junior sector, and I can tell you that the gains that my average gains since that time, for my own account, have been about average about 70% a year for the last 11 years.
And most people haven't done nearly that well. No question about that. Specifically, talk about your newsletter and how our listeners can get involved with you in the newsletter.
The content really sort of is develops around the Kondratiev cycle, and the last piece that I wrote, substantial piece that I wrote was inflation, deflation, that is the question, and the newsletter came out firmly on the side of a deflation versus, you know, the inflationary position.
Mm-hmm.
And we write every 2 weeks, we write a thing called winter warning, because as I say, we're in the winter of the cycle, the payback period of the cycle. And I do, and those areas are for subscribers only. Then we do a thing that we write every week, which is a synopsis of the financial and economic happenings of the previous week. And then every now and again, I write a thing called Ian's Insights. Now, those are available to everybody who goes on the site. And I just wrote an Ian's Insights, and it was comparing the capitalism in China versus the U.S., and I came to the conclusion that they weren't very different from each other. And that's available, as I say, to anybody. We also have companies on our website, junior precious metals companies, that I like, and they're shown on the website, and anyone can view them now. They're there because I like them, and generally I've got my money invested in them.
Sure.
And I do write a little bit as to why I like these companies.
Sure.
But they're only there by my invitation.
Gotcha.
However, they do pay me for being there.
Okay, we're going to provide a link on our website. Check it out.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.